Good evening. The show begins tonight in Georgia in the South Caucasus. Anatole Lieben is traveling in the mountains above Tbilisi. We discuss the state of Georgia's application to NATO, NATO's flirtation with Georgia, something I discovered when I was there in 2017 and 2018. Georgia was the original rupture in former Soviet lands that led to the Ukraine crisis in some indirect fashion. However, right now, NATO's still mentioned, while I learned from Anatole, a Chinese construction company is finishing a very long and big tunnel north to Moscow for trucks to come from China to Russia. And they can move beyond if the road system's there into Europe. I know there's ambition to build a rail line from China to Europe. Maybe this is the beginning of it, or what they can do. A big tunnel in Georgia. And then Anatole and I discuss Ukraine and how Washington is suddenly impatient with Putin and unhappy about the barrages that are being launched against Kyiv daily, nightly. CHIPS Act with Chris Regal of Scholar.com. DEI was somewhere in the CHIPS Act, and it is now exiting. However, that burdens some firms too much. Why? Some money, it's said, to find people who are trained to handle a fab is a challenge. And when you have an equation that doesn't suit the workforce or the area where the factory is, well, the logic is not consistent with the facts on the ground. It's as if, well, no time for that. Tal Fortgang joins to talk about DEI retreat at the universities. University of Michigan retreat, University of Florida never was there. There's some holdouts. There's some reluctance to give it up. They renamed the department. However, it's over. And Victoria Herzig from Budapest. The rumors about Xi Jinping retiring, being overthrown, challenged by the military. There are all kinds of rumors. We gather what we can. We don't name a successor, but there are names. We'll talk next week about the possibilities. And China's looking to soften its approach. It's got an economy that's broken, needs attention, and years of stagnation, if they're lucky. Right now it's deflation. Defense hesitation in Japan. Grant Newsham reports from Tokyo. No, from Hawaii, about Tokyo. And Mary Anastasia O'Grady comments on the mayoral race in Manhattan, in New York City. A socialist, and what that means, Castro light, Chavez lighter. Socialism promises redistribution. And then, Evan Ellis, just back from Argentina. We discussed the news on Brazil and Lola. Mr. Trump is voicing aloud on Truth Social the information I have that Lula heads a government that means to use lawfare to keep Bolsonaro from returning to office and is extremely unpopular. I think Evan told me that Lula da Silva's approval rating is down in the 20s, not a promising re-elect movement for 26. Copper trade, Mr. Trump talks 50% copper tariffs unless copper affects a certain major states in South America. Chile, Alvin Ellis mentioned Chile, but there's also Argentina and Brazil to a certain extent and Mexico. So all need to get busy negotiating. Copper, of course, is critical material for electronics and for building and for cars. Critical. Even more so than rare earths, which are not rare, they're common. Copper, however, is certain places where the mines are deep and endless and others not. There's a copper mine in Arizona that was closed. I don't know why, but they're talking about reopening it. And I guess it was environmental concerns. It could be cost. And the costs are up. Copper's at $5.50 a pound, which is an all-time high. Evan also talks about the situation in Mexico about copper and about deportation and about its concerns about tariffs and transshipments from China. Mexico takes the brunt of errors because that's the stepping off point into the United States. The good news is Argentina. Inflation is remaining checked. The poverty level is unacceptable, but it's improving. What is not happening fast enough is foreign investment. That's what is necessary. Milei is a brilliant, charismatic figure, but he needs to convince major corporations to come back in, that their assets won't be wasted with profligate spending by the government, which got him into this mess. And also happy news about Suriname. One diplomat from Suriname goes to head the OAS. Another politician in Suriname becomes the new prime minister. A little bitty state with great big news. There's much more to the New World Report. I'm sure I've left a lot out. It's a big continent. Veronique de Régis explains the health savings account that's reinvigorated by the big, beautiful bill. Anybody under 65, start one. No taxes going in, no taxes while it's there, no taxes when you sell. If you have one and you reach retirement age, you keep it. It's your asset. It can be transferred to your heirs. There are limits, but they're not profound. Prosperity is the new goal in Canada, thanks to Conrad Black's commentary. Growth. Canada's lagged behind the U.S. might even have lagged behind Europe, I don't know, but in any event, there's nothing wrong with making money, and Canada's good at it. Get back to it. Finally, lunar habitats, Mars habitats, Hamban Arroyo, a mechanical engineering and aerospace engineering at Rutgers joins to talk about the state of the Earth-Moon system and the plans for moon bases, and what we know about habitats on Mars so far. Lots of water on Mars, not lots of water on the moon. That's the problem. The moon we can get to, the moon we can tolerate, but we need water. Can't hold it there. Got to make the water on the moon. Get to it. So far, I do not see a successful experiment. They've been thinking about water being in ice in the shadow craters at the South Pole, but none shown up yet. Yeah, keep looking. Anyway, there's much more to the Mars and lunar habitats, but that is the end product of all these booster testing by Elon Musk. Thank you for listening, and I remind everyone that Substack, my Substack page, has videos of interviews that I've done with authors and with scientists. Many of them. And right now, the story of airplane races in the 1920s and 30s. Very exciting. And also people who flew the Atlantic for the first time as early as 1919. The Big Hop. Enjoy. And Substack is available. You just sign up for it. There's no money involved. Thank you for listening. Good night.